Yes, it'll be stored in a very, you know, just try to.
Then that big potted plant's going to be there, right?
For a while, there won't be anything there just because we have to wait till we can plant around it. But yeah. Yes, the flower pot is coming back. Yeah. Yes.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Hey, it's 8 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN. Let's do news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Los Angeles has turned into a hellscape. Several massive wildfires are burning out of control, fueled by ferocious Santa Ana winds, with hurricane-force gusts reported at up to 99 miles an hour.
My heart is in my throat.
Pray.
But God doesn't stop this wind.
Like thousands of others, that woman was forced to abandon her home in the Pacific Palisades. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Malibu.
Come on, guys! We gotta go!
Our own CBS News crew nearly escaped flames as the fire grew to encompass the whole town. Governor Gavin Newsom urged residents to heed evacuation orders. Throughout the night, flames threaten landmarks like the Getty Villa.
The Getty Museum's artworks reported safe so far. L.A. County Fire Department Captain Sheila Kelleher tells CBS Mornings getting a handle on the flames has been impossible.
We now have three major incidents, and that's just a big strain and stretch of resources. So it takes a small village, a small city, actually, to run each one of these fires.
Many firefighting planes have been grounded by the smoke and wind. President Biden slept at a hotel in Los Angeles after postponing plans to travel to Riverside County, where he was scheduled to announce two new national monuments. Pushback overseas after President-elect Trump said he wouldn't rule out using military or economic action to take control of Greenland. This data engineer in Copenhagen weighs in.
If he wanted something from Greenland, we have an alliance, we are allies, so this doesn't really respect that.
Greenland's been part of Denmark for 600 years. In Washington, D.C., the Naval Academy Glee Club at a service for former President Jimmy Carter, who is lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. A state funeral will be held tomorrow. Terrifying moments on a JetBlue flight getting ready for takeoff in Boston.
We have a passenger just opened the emergency exit door trying to jump out the airplane.
Jetblue 161, roger. We'll send someone out.
The passengers due in court today to face charges. Researchers say they've identified which policies work best at reducing suicide. CBS's Michael George.
A study by New York University found gun laws requiring waiting periods and safe firearm storage helped prevent suicides. Additionally, public policies like minimum wage laws, paid sick leave, unemployment benefits, and access to mental health services also contributed to a lower suicide rate.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Formal charges have been filed in connection to a fatal assault in the Racine County Jail. Inmate Devontae Caraway has been charged toward the 47-second attack on Joseph Lee in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. An autopsy shows Lee suffered multiple severe injuries to his head and spine. Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project last night to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into four affordable housing units. The development, partially backed by federal funds, will create three-bedroom, two-story homes in the Lincoln King area. A Racine man with a violent criminal history has been arrested after months on the run. Floyd Cooper was wanted for a gang-related shooting in June. He's now locked up in the Racine County Jail. And Rob Wolf has been named as the new executive director of the Racine Art Museum Association. He'll start next week. The outgoing director will stay on as a consultant to ensure a smooth transition. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mark.
Marquette wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a comeback win in Milwaukee over the Georgetown Hoyas. Final score 74-66. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We get down 14. We're not shooting the ball well. The zone stymied us to some extent. It would have been easy for us to get bummed out, and I thought our guys did a great job collecting each other, helping each other have the spirit that we needed to have to win the game.
NBA, the Bucks host the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Five Serve Forum. Former Marquette star Jimmy Butler says he wants out of Miami, but doesn't want the Heat to trade him to Milwaukee. NFL wildcard playoffs this weekend, the Packers and the Eagles Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur on one of the things that stands out about Philadelphia.
I just feel like the defense is, I mean, they're humming right now. It's a very talented defense. You can tell that they've got everybody on the same page. They got superstars on every level of the defense.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 22 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at 5 to 15. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 with a little light snow possible from Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
I personally take the subway in New York. I love the subway because of the male and female voices that narrate the subway, that man and that woman. The woman who does the subway announcements and her way too loud husband. You know, the woman who's like, the next stop is Christopher Street. Stand clear of the closing doors, please. Why are you shouting? What are you, in the next room? I asked my friend who works for the city, I said, why is it a male voice and a female voice? And he told me, because it's been proven that people will take information from a female voice, but they will only take a warning from a male voice. Now, that's its own American gender nightmare that we don't have time to get into. But I have to say, I trust that woman more. I like how she says the subway stops, because she always says them like they're a little secret. She's always like, the next stop is Chambers Street. Assaulting an MTA worker. I wasn't gonna do that. They warn you about that now. There's also signs in the back of taxi cabs that say, murdering a taxi driver will get you 25 years in prison. Oh, okay. I guess I won't do it. That doesn't happen in any other industry. It's not like at restaurants, they're like, your server Michael will be right over. Oh, by the way, killing a waiter in the state of New York is a Class A felony. I'll get you some bread.
go. Tommy James of the Shondells. I think we're alone now. 809 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. And people online are talking about uncommon things that should become normalized. Here's what they said. Eating out alone. Some are self-conscious about it, but go ahead, treat yourself. Changing careers in midlife. Affection between men or between different sexes. It's purely platonic. Genuine interactions between people who are not interrupted by cell phones. A four-day work week. Splitting the check on dates. And taking your own food to a party or an outing, especially if you have allergies or food intolerances. Worked at a radio station once in every company picnic. This guy brought his own hamburgers. He brought his own food. And that's just the way it was. He couldn't eat the regular food. Now, that was the list of uncommon things people want normalized. Let's do the opposite and explore those everyday annoyances that should vanish forever. Here they are. Babies on airplanes. Lemu the emu, and Doug on that TV commercial. Ice cream trucks that play only Pop Goes the Weasel or The Entertainer. That drives me nuts. Homeowners who brag about refinancing before interest rates jump. And Southwest Airlines and disc jockeys that talk over the beginning of songs. Wait, what's the matter with that? That's pretty normal.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Walter Davis Group. Local news and Tamla's hit to WRJN 816. Looking for an increase in clouds today with a high near 24. Becoming clear tonight, lows around 13. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 29. It's sunny, 13 degrees, right here at Radio Park. A 55-year-old man in Thailand accidentally left a roadside bathroom break without his wife, who he thought was in the back seat of the car. Now, he drove 100 miles before he realized she wasn't even there. The woman didn't have a phone or money, so she decided to start hoofing it on foot because she didn't want to stand around waiting on the side of the road. She walked 13 miles before finding a police station at 5 a.m. Now, there aren't any specific details on how they reunited, but it sounds like the police were able to let the man know where to pick up his wife. Yeah, 100 miles. You didn't know she wasn't in the back seat. Come on. Now, this almost happened to me. Almost. Back when I lived in Georgia, we were going out to a fast food place or whatever it was. We were on a road trip down in Georgia, and my daughter was about a month or I think a little over a month old, and we had her in little carriers and stuff, and we were cleaning out the back seat, and we put her on the roof of the car for a moment just so we can straighten everything out and clean everything out, and we got back in the car. I was about to start the engine. I said, whoa, Stacy's on the roof. And we got out real quick and strapped her in. Could you? This is what happens when you're a new parent. You don't think about anything other than yourself. And she was on the roof of the car in that little baby carrier. Oh, man, that could have been treacherous. I didn't start the car yet. And almost I said, wait, Stacy's on the roof. Surprised people didn't yell at me when I was. It was like a gas station or something we stopped at. But anyway, wow, that could have been treacherous. Okay, let's find out what's happening in showbiz, and you know who we have for that.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Season 2 of HBO's The Last of Us is slated for an April release. Sony Studios confirmed the news at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas earlier this week. Speaking of video game adaptations, during the same press conference, Sony revealed plans for another video game adaptation of Horizon Zero Dawn with Columbia Pictures and Sony PlayStation. There's no timeline yet associated with Zero Dawn, and a specific date was not yet given for the April release of The Last of Us. Paul Mescal says he has an injury to thank for landing his part in Gladiator 2. Mescal says director Ridley Scott cast him because he thought he looked similar to Richard Harris, who played Marcus Aurelius in the first Gladiator. Mescal plays Lucius Aurelius, Marcus's grandson, and believes he got the part because of his crooked nose, which he broke as a kid while playing Gaelic football. That is lucky, but to be honest, most actors would break their own nose to get a role like that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Right now, during Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale and clearance, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Cheer on the green and gold this weekend in Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Howell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my. Just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
News and timeless hits here at WRJN with Bobby V. Take good care of my baby. Try to wrap your head around this. Two people in Florida arrested after one of them made a 911 call to get help with moving stuff from a home that he just robbed and to give them a ride to the airport because they were going to New York. Well, the deputies did help them bag up a few items they stole and then did give them a ride, but not to the airport, to jail. They were charged with burglary. How stupid can you be? You just robbed the house. You want the sheriff to help you take the stuff out of the house you robbed and then take you to the airport. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 24. Right now, I've got some sunshine around town. We've got 13 degrees here at Radio Park with Carl Carlton, Everlasting Love.
get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round,
I get around.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Making real good bread. You know how many years it took me to figure out what those lyrics were? It's 8:29, local news. Timeless Hits here at WRJN. All right, if you're one of the 56% of smokers who made a New Year's resolution to quit, just get through today. The eighth day of an attempt to stop smoking is the hardest. So every year, January 8th, which is today, is the day that sinks most people who made the New Year's resolutions to quit. Just get through today. You've got, what, 15 hours, 15 and a half hours to go, and you're home free. You can quit smoking. See that? It's 8:30 on the Noggin. Let's check news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 47-second attack in the Racine County Jail on New Year's Eve has led to homicide charges against an inmate. Formal charges have now been filed against 29-year-old Devontae Caraway. The victim, 35-year-old Joseph Lee, was found unconscious 22 minutes after the assault and pronounced dead on January 1st. An autopsy revealed multiple severe injuries to Lee's head and spine. The complaint notes that the attack was violent. It's reported some of the other inmates tried to intervene, but a complaint says Caraway threatened them. Racine authorities say jail staff acted within protocol. Investigators in Kenosha County are leading the inquiry. In a bid to tackle an affordable housing crisis, Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into housing. The council took that vote last night. The development will result in 4 3-bedroom, two-story homes in the Lincoln King area. Part of the project is backed by federal funds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 22 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at 5 to 15. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29, with a little light snow possible from Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
But we all want to be good looking, right? We all want to be chased on the playground, right? Some people go so far as to get plastic surgery. They're like, I don't want to sound desperate, but can you take a knife to my face and make me pretty? Just keep cutting! It's kind of amazing more of us don't get plastic surgery because we live in a beauty-obsessed society, right? There are studies. There was a Harvard study that found that children believe good-looking people are nicer. That study also found that children are stupid. We definitely give good-looking people the benefit of the doubt. Like, if a really attractive person's quiet, we think they're mysterious. But if a fat person's quiet, we assume they're thinking about food. And we are, but there's still a mystery. You don't know what kind of food. All right, it's cake. It's always cake. But you don't know what kind. All right, it's red velvet.
John with the Crocodile Rock. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, it was on December 10th, 1967, at the age of 26 years old, that Otis Redding was killed in a plane crash on Lake Monona in Madison. Now, here's the rest of the story. As Paul Harvey would say, he was supposed to appear at a club that night. The opening act at the club were the Grim Reapers. Well, of course, he didn't show he was killed in a plane crash, but the people in the audience didn't know that, and the Grim Reapers didn't know it at that time. So they performed, and they kept performing because he never showed up with his band, obviously, and people never knew what happened that night. It took a while before they found out that he was killed in a plane crash, Otis Redding. Now, the Grim Reapers would eventually change their name to a name you're more familiar with. They would change it to Cheap Trick. They were the opening act for Otis Redding that night. Sitting on the dock of the bay, here's Otis. Local news, timeless hits, only at WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Down the cobblestone, looking for fun.
59th Street Bridge Song, Feeling Groovy, Harper's Bazaar. Local news and time, let's head to WRJN. It's 8:42. Looking for an increase in cloud cover today. Highs near 24. Looks like clear sky tonight. Lows around 13. Sunny tomorrow, 29 the high. Right now, it is sunny. It is 13 degrees at Radio Park. Well, the average health kick lasts about 3 weeks and 4 days. And the things that are most likely to kill you, or your, I should say kill your New Year's Eve diet, are going on vacation, being tempted by chocolate, and here's me, being lazy and ordering food. That's me. That will kill any diet for me. And I admit I'm lazy. I'm not one of those people that tries to pretend I'm not. It's 8:42, Mary Wells, My Guy.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my guy.
My guy.
Nothing you could buy could make me tell a lie to my guy.
My guy.
I gave my guy my word of honor to be faithful, and I'm gonna, you best be believing I won't be deceiving my guy. As a matter of opinion, I think he's tops. My opinion is he's the cream of the crop. As a matter of taste, to be exact, he's my ideal. As a matter of fact, nothing muscle man could take my hand from my guy.
My guy.
No handsome face could ever take the place of my guy.
My guy.
He may not be a movie star, but when it comes to being happy, we are. There's not a man today who could take me away from my guy. Away from my guy.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my guy.
Ooh, Mary Wells, My Guy, 8:45, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Okay, is this the most diabolical gift ever? There's a video making the rounds of a guy who got his wife two sets of identical earrings for Christmas. One, well, that made a big difference. One set was real diamonds, the other were fake diamonds. And she had to choose one that she wanted. Even the packaging looked the same, and he said he'd return the one she didn't pick. Her sister-in-law posted the video, and their whole family thought it was hilarious after she picked the fake ones. Oh, no! It's not clear if he stuck to his guns and returned the real ones or not. It would be nice to think that he let her keep the real ones anyway, and then...
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Eternal Bills have it together. Local news, Tamla Sitz at WRJN. How important are your friends to you? Do you value your friends? I mean, really love and value your friends? 29% of people would trade their friends in for the ability to retire today. That doesn't sound like loyalty and love to your friends. Almost 30% of people would trade in their friends for early retirement. Huh. Then when you retire, you'll have no friends. It's 8:52, Neil Diamond now. Here's Sweet Caroline.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
taking Land of a Thousand Dances. You know who had the other version of that song? A group you never heard of, Cannibal and the Headhunters. I think they had the original version, Cannibal and the Headhunters. And then Wilson Pickett did the cover version. All right, 8:57, local news, Tamless Hits at WRGN. A quick reminder about today's WRGN Big Deal of the Day. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Cheer on the green and gold this weekend in Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's truly a one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TV, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift cards for just $10. Let me do some math here. 1 second. $20, 10. That's half off. Today only at WRJN Big Deals. Whoa. Half off. Love it. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, bright and early or dark and early, coming up at 6 a.m. All right. Have a great night. Coming up next, Dan Marcus and his Wax Museum. And we also have Kurt Vollman at 2 o'clock this afternoon and Chris Morrow at 6 here at WRJN.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you'll hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.